Well, ain't that a sight for sore eyes? You think I didn't miss you? Leave me in the bed like this. The mission was way too long. No injuries. God knows there's no bites. Now listen to me. I might be your badass international savior of a boyfriend, but look, I know it must be difficult being with me. I'm not saying I'm not easy on the eyes. Get that I am. If I wasn't at least that confident, there's no way I would have bagged someone like you. But that aside, there's a lot of things that are problematic. And I don't just mean with the world being fighting the remnants of Umbrella still. All of that, just to make things even more complicated. You can't be worried about that. You've got me to shield you from it. Always knew you were a good kisser. From the day that we met. I still can't believe how long it's been. Really now. I like the attention to detail, but if I'm gonna be honest with you, never felt better. After the business with Elpis and, well, recovering, I haven't felt better at any point in my life. Beginning to wonder if I got the Wesker treatment. We saw that didn't do that, so. Listen. I've got you. I'm here. I know it's weird, but you gotta trust me. Just like all those other times. In a way less serious way, I thought I'd have all the words by now. That I'd matured, but really I just kept doing the same thing over and over. And every time it worked, so. Look. I know I've got a lot to learn, baby. I'm not trying to be some one-dimensional lover. That'd be the worst. Listen. I know it's like clockwork every time we're together. Not for any particular reason. Just we get along that way. You and I, we mix like peanut butter and jelly. The only difference is, maybe I put too much on. Here. It's been a long time coming, but you deserve it. It's a necklace with a bullet. One that almost took your life. I thought you'd like to wear it. Thought it suited you. I always felt bad for this bullet. Bad for you that it happened, I mean. Just because I always blame myself for it. Yeah, I can't take every bullet, but I'll be damned if I don't try. Where else will I get my fiber? You're not laughing. I guess I chose the wrong punchline, huh? Why with the one-liners? If I didn't do the one-liners, then, well, what else fills the gap, huh? When things go to shit, I can't just focus on the bad. If you don't make life kind of a joke, then it gets about as serious as they come. See? You get it? It's not even close to being a big deal now, but I guess I learned to cope. Understanding things? Sure. That'll take you halfway. But eventually, if you don't laugh a little, you're gonna cry. I don't want to be that kind of guy. I've already shed too many tears. Besides, I have everything I ever wanted right in front of me. That's right. Someone like you was always the goal. Believe it or not, I was working at RPD because I just wanted to live a normal life. And way back when, I just never expected. Nobody ever sees it coming. I guess that's why it's so convincing. You run into a wall. Well, I hope you have a way up it. That's how I've always felt. With you, it's like a mystery prize. For all the things I expect of you, not a single one ever really comes to pass. Not the way I planned, anyways. Guess you're good at thwarting my plans. Every single time I take down one of the baddies, you always manage to surprise me. Surprised? Don't be. Because if you start getting surprised, honey, then you're going to steal my flair. Listen. I don't know how to turn the Leon that saves the world off. I think that's my biggest issue now. I don't want to call it PTSD because it's not lingering like that. Not in my nightmares or anything. More like an awkwardness. Now that it's just normal life and the occasional mission, I don't know how to face it. Not in the same way, anyways. It's weird. You ever get that? Since both of us have been working for a while now, it's almost surreal, isn't it? Feels like one big dream. If it is one, don't wake me up from it. I need more time like this. I'm glad you don't mind when I hold you. God knows I need it. I've spent my whole life striving for this, and it's just so ironic. Now that I've got you, I've got the dream set up right in front of me. I'm not sure what to do. My mind goes blank. I just think to myself, all the times I've longed for this. Now that I'm here, I choke. Talk about a lame ass. Listen, I'm not getting cold feet with us. I need to learn how to turn it off. The Leon who doesn't stop. The one that has to do everything perfect. There's a huge difference between him and me. Like oil and water. Not that I think one is better than the other, it's just one's a whole lot more developed. I drowned myself in my work. I did it because I was afraid of what was in the mirror. Not just because I was dying, but just, I never had the answer. Who was I? Who am I? Both answers make about as much sense as you'd imagine. Hey, at least I've got a sense of humor sometimes. Too many one-liners? Well, that's where you made a mistake. Without those, now you're really going in blind. If I can find them, well, you better believe I'm gonna make use of them. Now you listen to me. For all your mischief you've caused, for all the pain in the ass moments, none of it was your fault. I want you to know that. For everything that's gone wrong between us, it really wasn't your fault. It's the horrible men and women we faced over the years. Those who'd stab you in the back. Those who did stab us in the back. I've always been afraid to ask, but do the scars still hurt? Mine don't really hurt so much as they're just lingering. When I look at them, I go back to that moment. I think, wow, that fucking sucked. But it could have been worse. Each and every time. God, the worst of it. Damn, if I had to pick one, when I had that stupid-ass parasite injected in me, I almost ended up one of those zombies. I felt terrible. I don't know. Like losing yourself and fast forward. I wouldn't recommend it. Definitely don't go getting yourself any Plagueis infestations. And, well, the Saddler, he was a piece of work. But we all know who was behind that. The worst of them. What about you? I know. I said I needed to turn off the work mode, Leon, but sometimes I think that's all there is to me. It's just work mode, Leon, and blank slate. Good for pickup lines at a bar and terrible for a lingering relationship. Terrible for figuring out what I should do for a hobby. Hell, I've still got it here. It's Requiem. Feels nostalgic now. Holding it like it's an old friend. I'd much rather hold your hand. That's why. I'll do that. I'll quit wanting things that I don't believe are for me. And I'll start talking more meaningful ways than just speaking. But I can't keep using this as a cop-out every time. On one hand, sure, I fucking love making out with you, holding you, the whole thing. That doesn't mean I know what I'm doing. Definitely doesn't mean I know what I'm supposed to do after it, you know? Thanks. for sticking by me, teaching me a thing or two. Not just that, for being the one good thing I can trust. Believe it or not, I'm still figuring things out. How many years have I said that? Surprised you aren't getting sick of it. Fair is fair, I suppose. I'll admit it. Some days I don't feel up to par. I feel like I'm getting carried right through a minefield. You understand me way more than anybody else. I'm thankful for that. More than I could ever put into words, but one thing that never made sense to me about how I handle this shit. I stick my head in the sand, and some part of me is still really flustered when you get this close. I can't help myself. Not with you. Turn off my brain and I just go as close to instincts as I can. Because I don't just want you. I need you. And that's a hard thing to admit for someone who's always tasked with saving the world. Yep, yep, right? You'd think I'm a politician with how I speak. Just an honest one. As if those actually exist. Then I guess my first bill is to introduce my lips to yours. Looks like it passed with flying colors. You don't even need to ask. The answer is don't stop. If I wasn't me, I might say you love making out with me more. Almost too much, right? Nice try. Afraid you can't misdirect me that easy. Got a heat-seeking kiss with your name on it. Okay, it was bad. It was a really bad one, but didn't make the kiss any less satisfying. Fuck, you got me. Well, whatever there is to me, I wanted to mean something to you. done. Probably the worst timing, but you look really gorgeous right now. Oh, shit. I really didn't expect you to have such a glow-up. Fuck. Here's me trying to make sure it's memorable. Being with me. Really being with me. Maybe I don't have all the answers. Never have. Never will. But I would sooner not have them. Have you instead. I never said you could stop. This is what you do to me. Critical head, I guess. You look amazing. But I'm sure you already knew that. I didn't make much progress on my personality front, but if nothing else, the suave and debonair sides came out. What? It's a fancy word to say. I fucking love kissing you. Making you mine. Winging it until I make it. Be honest. You don't have a problem with that, right? See, that's more like it. More like us. Mine. Oh, mine. You got that? I won't be taking any arguments at this time. The press conference is concluded. Guess you'll be my prisoner of war, huh? What? I didn't have a good line, so I just used an average one. Sue me.